I lived in a village called Troideroo, which was just before Abervan. I could see the curve of the main road going along the other side of the valley, but the bend in the road meant I couldn't see Abervan. The whole area was covered with what I used to call as a child pyramids. But of course this one was exceptionally close to the village. It was directly above the village. The colliery alarm went off. In my memory, it is what caught my attention, because when that went off, you knew there was an emergency, a crisis. I'm wondering if now, if I was wrong, and what I really heard was on the opposite side of the valley, all the emergency vehicles going along. It's always been used. If there was anything like a major fall underground, this alarm would go off. So family and emergency services would know there was a crisis. But that morning, I mean, our part of the valley was very narrow, and I could see all these vehicles and going along the main road. I thought, good God, it must be something major. But of course I couldn't see it, and I wasn't aware of what the problem was till later in the day. It must have been about 11 o'clock before the news reached me where the problem was, and it wasn't in the pit, it was over the school. I think people were totally speechless. I mean, how can you express what you feel when you find that half the children in a village has been wiped out in one fell swoop? And when I was watching the film last night, I could see that a lot of the men that were digging were black, which meant they were called up from underground where they were working, and they had gone straight from the pit to the emergency site. How awful that must be, that these men were digging for their own children. Everybody wanted to help, but I think a lot of people were in the way. You want to do something, but if you haven't got the knowledge of what to do or the ability to do what is needed, then you're a hindrance rather than a help. I knew the policeman, Vic the Bobby, who was the first one on site. It was so traumatic for him that he never recovered. He died. What he saw, what he had to do, because they don't explain to you. The ex-mayor of Merthyr Tydfil was saying he was trapped and he had a girl's head on his shoulder. And that's what they found, was bits of bodies. They didn't find all the bodies complete as one. The very weight of the stuff, probably decapitated. That was a head he had, but no body. I had a friend at that time, Barbara, and she was an ex-nurse. Everybody that had any skills went there, and she was helping where they were carrying the bodies out on the stretchers, and they covered them up. And she was saying sometimes all they would have of a body would be a leg or a hand, or a bit of a dress or a trousers, and they would roll up blankets to make it look like there was a body there, but not uncover the whole body, just the part that they had, and said, you know, is this your child? Because everybody would remember what their children were dressed in to go to school.